It's 8:51 a.m. Philippine Standard Time. This is Omar WJ Show. Omar WJ speaking. It says it's 29 degrees right now. It's supposed to rain this afternoon, so my young son is in such a hurry to leave, and I want to read about Reuters. I just did a little bit of research about anti-Semitism from the Anti-Defamation League. They have PDF that you can download if you're really interested in reading, because I saw this headline on Reuters that says, "Open hatred of Jews surges globally inflamed by Gaza war. Most consist of verbal abuse, online slurs or threats, graffiti and defacing of Jewish properties and businesses or sites of religious significance. Physical assaults represent a significant proportion." Let's see. U.S. officials, Jewish leaders meet to address anti-Semitism on campus. Nevada man charged with threatening to kill Jewish U.S. senator. Okay. Saudi Arabia is the sole bidder to host the 2034 World Cup. I wonder if I can read this about Sam Bankman-Fried. Okay. Sam Bankman-Fried has regret for not probing $8 billion debt to FTX. All right, he got a haircut for his trial. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried concluded his defense in his fraud trial on Tuesday, saying he felt regret for not looking into the $8 billion his hedge fund borrowed from the cryptocurrency exchange before it collapsed last November. During a second day of cross-examination, the 31-year-old former billionaire said he had thought it permissible for his Alameda Research Fund to use money that FTX customers had deposited into a bank account the fund controlled. FTX directed customers to deposit funds into the Alameda account before the exchange had its own bank account. Bankman-Fried said he believed that Alameda's borrowings were being recorded on its main FTX account and only learned it was not in October 2022. I deeply regret not taking a deeper look into it, he said. And I have a hard time believing that. Excuse me. I'm sorry to inject my opinion into this. Bankman-Fried was trying to convince a 12-person jury to acquit him of the 2 counts of fraud and 5 counts of conspiracy he faces. You know, I just don't think that's going to fly. Prosecutors say Bankman-Fried illegally looted billions of dollars of customer funds to prop up Alameda, which made speculative venture investments and donated upwards of $100 million to U.S. political campaigns. He could face decades in prison if convicted. The moral of the story is, if you steal from the rich, you go to jail. And that's just a joke. That's a stab. Honesty is the best policy. 24/7, 365. If you're not a liar, you don't have to have a memory. Bankman-Fried frequently looked towards jurors as he testified, occasionally frowning or smirking at how Sassoon framed her questions. His father, Stanford law professor Joseph Bankman, attended Tuesday's sessions, once passing a note to his son's lawyers. Sassoon challenged Bankman-Fried on how he had talked with other FTX executives about a bug that had landed in June 2022, inflated Alameda's debt to FTX, but did not investigate it deeply despite owning 90% of Alameda. They also were busy, and I had prioritized getting the high-level update. Sassoon also grilled Bankman-Fried on what she called his cozy relationship with officials in the Bahamas, where the cryptocurrency exchange was based. Bankman-Fried said he could not remember, that's convenient, whether he offered to pay the Bahamas $11.6 billion national debt, or gave the prime minister and his wife courtside seats at a Miami Heat basketball game at the home team's arena, then named for FTX. Sassoon then showed Bankman-Fried a text message in which he told his co-workers the couple sat courtside at a game. The prosecutor also asked about Bankman-Fried's decision to let FTX customers in the Bahamas withdraw funds after withdrawals for others had been halted. Bankman-Fried said he thought Bahamian regulators had suggested allowing it. Okay, so former FTX Gary Huang, earlier in the trial, who had pleaded guilty to fraud and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors, said Bankman-Fried sought to transfer control of funds to the Bahamas after FTX's November 11th, 2022 U.S. bankruptcy because he thought authorities might let him stay in charge. The embassy of the Bahamas in Washington did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Under direct examination from his lawyers, Bankman-Fried had testified that he had made mistakes that hurt FTX customers and employees, but denied defrauding anyone or stealing funds. Okay, I'm sorry I read that to you. You know, there's just if you... You're gonna hear nonsense, especially if somebody's testifying in their own behalf at a trial. Let me look at. I mean, it's all gonna be war news. Lauren Boebert's unapologetic Trumpian style propelled her to MAGA stardom nationwide. Now she's fighting for political survival at home. Well, that's really good news. And I don't want to talk about the new House Speaker. Oh, he's anti-evolution, anti-abortion, anti-LGBTQ+. What else is he anti? Probably procreationism. Creationism is what they call science that's supposed to be based on Genesis. Largest Christian university in U.S. faces record fine after a federal probe into alleged deception. So Genesis is the first book of the Bible, the Christian Bible. The country's largest Christian university is being fined $37.7 million by the federal government amid accusations that it misled students about the cost of its graduate programs. It's Grand Canyon University. Seems I have heard about that before. If you go to school in the USA, you better make sure you're careful about where you're going. Grand Canyon sued after the agency rejected the school's request to be classified as a nonprofit college. It became a for-profit college in 2004. If you pay money to a for-profit college, you're gonna graduate. And it's in Phoenix. The university enrolls roughly 20,000 students at its campus in Phoenix, but most of its overall enrollment comes from students who take online classes from outside Arizona. It enrolled 80,000 students in online programs as of 2021, with a roughly even split between undergrad and graduate programs. Oh, Kyle Rittenhouse should be going there soon. Okay. I've been seeing a lot about AI again. It's in the news. Anti-Semitism policies at public city colleges in New York will be reviewed, the governor says. And the New York governor. I still can't believe this guy, this Matthew Perry. He was on a TV show for 10 years. I have a cousin who often tells me about people who were on TV when he was a kid, that they had passed away. So a lot of people watch the show Friends, I guess. I used to watch it with my ex-wife because it was on TV. As Trump tried to buy Buffalo Bills, bankers doubted he'd get NFL's OK email show at fraud trial. And why is that? I thought anybody could buy an NFL team if they had the cash. When Donald Trump tried to buy the Buffalo Bills in 2014, investment bankers doubted the NFL would allow it, but encouraged him to stay in the running. Oh, of course. Trump has little chance of being approved by the NFL, given that he had owned casinos and had a role in rival USFL's 1980s antitrust suit against the NFL. Then Morgan Stanley executive K. Don Cornwell wrote to colleagues in April 2014. That being said, his strong show of support doesn't hurt the process. He probably does have the dough. Wow. Oh, gosh. I just saw something from NBC News, and Trump has been leveraged most of his life. That means you... like, if you are 100% leveraged, you owe as much as you own. So, let's see. What else? Al Jazeera. I looked at Al Jazeera already. Seems like it's all war news. And Google News. FBI director warned Senate that Hamas could carry out attacks on U.S. soil. And why would they do that? Christopher Wray says October 7th atrocities will serve as an inspiration to extremists warns of likelihood of violence against Jewish or Muslim communities in the shadow of Mideast war. The Israel-Hamas war has raised the threat of attacks against Americans in the United States to a whole nother level. We assess that the actions of Hamas and its allies will serve as an inspiration. Well, you know, the FBI knows more than me. I hope. The head of the FBI said the most significant threat was to Jewish and Muslim communities in the USA. Our most immediate concern is that violent extremist individuals or small groups will draw inspiration from the events of the Middle East and carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives. Well, the only... I don't even want to read the rest of that because it just seems to me like it's speculation. And I am not into speculation. God forgive me if I ever speculate. When you assume, you make an ass, A-S-S, out of you. And that's supposed to be Y-O-U and me. Oh, okay. Ray noted the arrest in Houston last week of a man who had been studying how to build bombs and posted online about killing Jews and the stabbing death of a 6-year-old Muslim boy in Illinois by his neighbor. That sounds like a neo-Nazi. Anyway, there's got to be something better to talk about. Oh, yeah, killer AI. I'm going to read about that. From what I have heard is that everybody is trying to become number one. So, like all the tech companies are trying to become number one. So they don't want any regulation. They've never wanted any regulation. And I even heard about this like years ago, maybe in the 90s. I'm not sure. I saw a show on the Discovery Channel. So I would say it was when I was in Taipei, Taiwan, and I left there in 2002. And they talked about like viruses and AI. So, whether AI can become self-aware is something I don't know. It just seems like it's all programming. And so, let me see. 18 minutes, excuse me. What do I want to title this today? I don't know. I have to think of something. This is Omar WJ. Primary mission is to entertain. Secondary is to instruct. And I'm sorry if I haven't been entertaining today. I have some jokes, but they would be in bad taste for the because of the people who have died in Palestine. The body count's above 8,000 now. So please keep on tuning in.